Hi, it's Kristen Marine from In One Breath Center, and we are doing our very first podcast, which we are very excited about. Welcome. And because this is the first time, we may be having fun. We'll just see how it goes. So we would love to hear all your comments and anything you guys have to add about this. But so for our first podcast, we decided to talk about postpartum journey, and I am going to interview Marine, or not really interview, but just ask her to share her postpartum journey and what she experienced with both of her kids, and the differences between the two and all of that fun stuff. Anyway, so Marine.
Hi.
So why don't you go ahead and share about your first experience as a mom, what you experienced with Emma.
Okay, so with my first one, I had a hospital birth. Emma came early, so she was around 35 weeks when my water broke, not realizing that you can't just add water to, you know, when your water breaks, you can't really add water to it and keep the baby in. So what happened was, you know, baby came really fast, and I think that transition to being a mom, nobody told me how hard that was. But I think people did tell me, I just didn't realize how hard it was. And just how to be a mom, but how to take care of a baby, and take care of myself. I just almost was shell-shocked. I wasn't sure if I bonded with her or if I didn't, but this was not even realizing years into thinking about it and talking about it and actually going to therapy about it, you know. But, you know, moving forward 2 years, 3.5 years later, I had another baby girl, Chloe, and we had a home birth, successful home birth. And with that home birth, I realized that I had a lot of things that I had to, that basically healed my first one. So postpartum was still hard, but I bonded a lot faster, had a lot more fun, started realizing my role as a mom, and actually started enjoying it. So yeah, different ones, but I think they were all, I think postpartum period is just hard. Yeah.
What would you give the biggest tip for a mom, first time mom postpartum, in terms of what helped you? Was it getting out of the house, community, or was it your own journey you had to go on to kind of figure out what the problem was?
That's a good question. And honestly, I think asking for help. I mean, I say that now, but I think realistically asking for help and accepting help. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that got me was to have the one person that almost forced me out of the house at least once a week, you know. Krista was also my doula. So what she did, I don't know, intentionally or unintentionally, was we had a walk meetup every week that I had to figure out a way to get the baby from upstairs to downstairs, put her in a car seat, and drive myself to meet her because I couldn't say no to her. I didn't know how to say no. So I knew I had to get the baby out. I can't forget the baby, but I had to get her out. And that caused me to be, had one activity that I enjoyed to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think that no matter how many kids you have, getting out of the house in the beginning really makes a huge difference postpartum. Even if it's just going to grab a coffee down the street, just something to get out of the house. Cause I feel like whether you're nursing or bottle feeding, it's still a lot of work, feeding and sitting with a baby a lot.
Yeah. And I think just having a place or a person just to vent to, you know, and having feeling no judgments for, you know. Yeah. And sometimes you'll meet people and you don't even have a conversation, but to actually just to sit next to somebody else besides your baby is nice.
Yeah. I'd say so. Even if it's somebody, like you said, you're not talking to, but you're able to have a moment with, where you're just able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, for a moment while they hold baby or something.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Maureen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You sharing it, and tune in. Make sure to tune in every week for our podcast. And we hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Don't forget to comment or say anything you want about this. Let us know if you have any topics to share.